Oh, hello, my love.
Hi, baby.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm okay.
We're back.
Yeah.
We're back. Hello, everybody. If you've been listening for a while, hi. If you're new, hello. Welcome to the Couple Shift. We took a break, and now we're back. And we are finding new ways to share because it gets harder and harder for Jules to less energy to use his voice. And so that's part of the reason why we haven't recorded. Right?
Yeah, I would say that. And just a lot of things going around.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things happening around that. I would say that this has become, I don't want to say less of a priority, but just something that we just don't get time to, you know.
I don't think that's true. I'm just going to call us out on that right now.
Okay, well,
you it's want. Not that, it's not that we don't have the time.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's like, the energy that when I have energy,
yeah,
sometimes it doesn't coincide with,
yeah,
oh, let's record.
Yeah, I would say that's more accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're here. And one of the things we've decided, because we don't want to stop the podcast, right?
Right.
Right. Is we're going to do bite-sized episodes. So, welcome to the world of the Couple Shift in 10 minutes or less. 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So, we want to bring you guys back into our lives. Lots has happened. A great place to find out the things that happen is our Instagram. Shameless plug.
Yeah.
Team High Octane Jewels.
I feel that that's where it kind of lives.
Yeah, most of the day. The well, there's it's not day-to-day that I post, that we no. post, but... that's probably the best place to, if you want to follow along the story and the journey.
Yeah.
We've had, you know, all the low lights that can be expected from ALS and a lot of highlights that are unexpected and always delightful. And we have some beautiful things ahead that we're excited to live and experience. And so bottom line, this is kind of a coming back, saying hello, showering appreciation. I've had people on Instagram. You've had people on Instagram. And I've had people in my life, like somebody from Skylar's school, who just started listening to the Couple Shift. She went all the way back to the beginning.
To me, it's so weird.
Yes.
Because that beginning is, we're such different people. And
yeah.
Different mindsets and just different, lack of experience and dealing with all this.
It's so freaking beautiful though, because you can see the whole like evolution of us.
Yeah.
So it's so fascinating when people are like, oh yeah, I'm starting from the beginning. And I'm like, whoa. And they're just loving it. There's love in it because you can get to know us all the way from way back when, in 2019, when the world was a simpler place.
Yeah.
Wow. So if you haven't gone back, go check out, you know, an episode or two from the vault. It's a living legacy of a life lived.
A living legacy
of a life lived.
You and your words.
Me and my words. Speaking of words, what does it feel like to not be able to express yourself the way you'd like to?
What does it feel like?
Mm-hmm.
Frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It requires a little more thinking. For me to be like, how can I convey what I want to say in a short burst. And if I have the Toby with me, how can I get this message out before people move on from the subject matter? Because conversations slow down, but it's hard for people to be on the receiving end of that. And I feel that we've experienced that a little. Before I started losing my voice, my strength with others, so it's frustrating. It gets to a point where you just don't want to talk, cause like, why bother? Sometimes, but I feel like I've been able to find the energy to convey my message, depending on the situation
and the person involved,
and the energy level that I'm at.
Yeah.
So, you know, talking with Conan when we met him in December, and then talking to him again recently, from his perspective, he felt like, oh, I'm in pretty level, like not much has changed. And after that, we had talked about that, where we feel that there's been a bit of a plateau in that progression, which is true, and it's nice to be like, oh man, some stability. So
yeah. And we'll wrap this up with this, but as a way of helping all of us understand better how to interact with you, which I think just brings a level of like patience and understanding and, you know, it's like softness for everybody that we desperately need, because there's this like hamster wheel everybody's on, and they don't, you don't look, you don't listen, you don't really like listen, receive each other, be with each other.
It's about slowing down to a pace that I feel a lot of us are not used to.
Yeah.
I'm not used to it at times. Because my mind still works pretty rapidly, but it gets bottlenecked as I try to express outward.
Yeah.
And that's a frustrating experience.
So when someone is speaking to you or to someone else who has difficulty expressing, you know, vocally, what are, let's say, two or three things that you like to remind people, or like, hey, three tips for communicating with Jules?
I would say slow down. Number one, expect the awkwardness, especially if I'm using my Toby device.
And the Toby is a technology, it's an eye gaze technology.
That's me, yeah.
He basically manages it, he types on it with his eyes, it tracks his eyes, and that's how he can...
Exactly.
Communicate. So he has a bank of phrases. He has his voice banked, which you banked back in 2020.
Yeah.
He has his voice banked. He has a bunch of funny messages and useful messages that he's banked. And also he can, you know, type and it will say what he's typed.
And
so there's different ways for people to interact with you using that device, and they all require slowing down and what you said, expecting the awkwardness. Can I tell you how beautiful that is for anybody, even if we're not experiencing difficulty speaking, to like to slow down and to expect the potential awkwardness of a conversation? Because imagine if we were really being with each other that way, like we would really get to know each other
also
and not jump into the next.
Let's skip the small talk. For God's sakes.
Amen.
Don't ask me the, you know, the weather and
BS.
Yeah, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
If we're gonna have a meaningful conversation, let's make it meaningful. Mm. Let's not spend our time like, oh yeah, the kids are doing well. Konyo, you can see them. You know?
Yeah.
If you want to see the small talk, look at our Instagram.
Yeah.
So, let's save the more important intriguing or...
Meaningful.
That's...
You said it beautifully, like, cut the small talk. All of it. And again, these are wise words. No matter what you're going through.
Small talk has been canceled.
Small talk is bullshit. Make it meaningful.
And the other thing is, if you are asking me a question and you think you can word it in a way that my answer could be simply a yes or a no, perfect. That's great. That's easy. That's quick.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many times someone will ask me something, but they say in a way that when you think about it, you're like, man, they could have totally reworded that to make it easier on me to respond at a faster pace. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, those are a couple of things I would say.
Yeah. I'm of the fervent belief, and even more so now after hearing all of this, I'm of the fervent belief that by us adapting, because we're the ones, you are adapting every second of your life, right? You've been adapting every second of your life for 4 years. By us adapting to how we communicate with you, we're the ones that have the gift of growing in some way. Like, it's not about you having, because I might imagine, I don't know if it's true, that you constantly feel like you're the one that has to mold yourself to adapt into everybody else's world.
Yeah.
And I always think, no, everybody's got to slow down, listen, wait for him to respond.
Wait.
And you don't have to interject. You don't have to feel, if you're feeling fidgety, take a breath and go, oh, wow, this could be a moment of, it's presence. Yeah. I think people are so, I'm going to say, allergic to presence. Does that track with you?
Yeah.
Allergic to being present with each other.
Because they feel uncomfortable.
They feel uncomfortable. And from the beginning of ALS, when everything begins to slow down, that's something I've always thought. It's confronting. It puts you on the comfort edge. And it's also a gift of presence because everything does slow down. And so it just requires you to be present. And when you feel uncomfortable with that, you can either not communicate with the person, which sucks. You can get all fidgety and all like flustered, or you can take a breath. New moment.
Yeah.
New moment.
Yeah.
Also, and this we will finish with.
Uh-huh.
Toby etiquette, since we're on the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can imagine This is a PSA for anybody who's interacting with somebody who has ALS or uses a communication device, and for all of the beautiful ALS community and caregivers and that listen to this. Yeah. They'll probably be like, preach.
So
from Toby etiquette from Jules Rodriguez.
Well, from my experience, and this could vary for others because as this disease is unique to the individual.
Mm-hmm.
The way we use our support systems is also very unique to each person. So for me, when I use my Toby in a conversation, I don't appreciate when, and I think, I don't like it when people look over my shoulder to see what I'm typing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it because I get it from the point of view of the other person. Is they think they're helping by trying to see what I'm trying to ask. But for me, it's quite the opposite. That's my new way of processing and speaking. I wouldn't cut you off mid-sentence because I know you were gonna ask something. Don't cut me off as I'm trying to type. And again, puts you in that awkward moment. Sit in the awkwardness. Embrace it. Because the more you do, it won't feel as awkward.
Yeah.
We all need to slow down.
Mm.
So, including me. One of my frustrations is, like any technology, it can act up.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the eye gaze system acts up and doesn't work correctly for me or the way I want it to. And I get frustrated, and I'll stop in those moments. That's when I need to be myself, even. Be patient with the system. Work with it. And I'll have a better chance of succeeding with it. So.
Yeah.
Don't look over someone's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Who uses a Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Let them speak. There's a reason why. There's a screen on the back side of the Toby.
Mm-hmm.
Because even if you can't hear, you can read. Once I hit speak.
Yes. And as you're formulating your response, yeah. It has three dots. It doesn't show you what you're typing.
No.
Which means,
it could.
It's just like, it could, but you have it set up differently?
I have it set up to three dots.
Awesome.
But it could. And I don't want to do that because think about it this way. If somebody texts you and you're going to respond to a text, and this will be an iPhone example, I guess. The three little gray dots coming in. You know they're writing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see what they're writing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So you wait. Yeah. Also, not trying to guess.
Which
includes already if you're looking over, not looking over your shoulder pretty much captures it. Because people tend to sometimes will look over your shoulder and you have three words in and then they try to guess the rest. And like Jules said, it happens, and it happened to me at the beginning too, and I was conscious of it, not to not to do that behavior because it's no. We're trying to alleviate your energy.
Yeah.
But what happens is that we're cutting off your form of communicating.
Yeah.
And so that's like, it's no.
And I get it because in the limited interactions I've had before I couldn't speak. But the limited interactions I had with other ALS patients, I caught myself like, oh, let me help them. And that's not the way it works.
Right.
Yeah. It's at least from my experience, maybe others. But in my experience, wait.
Yeah. Beautifully said.
Yeah.
I love you, baby.
I love you.
You're amazing. Amazing.
You too.
Thank you, my love. So yeah, we're gonna record. We squeezed out 21 minutes. I'm just going to do a couple of announcements.
Okay.
Announcement time. So Jules was selected as the community ambassador for the ALS Association Florida chapter. The walk is happening on May 18th. Information is on our Instagram. So you can donate and sign up for the walk.
South Florida chapter.
No, Florida. Oh, Florida. South Florida?
And South Florida.
Why do you have to be so like, let me give you the grand, the grandness. ALS Association of the Cosmos. He's the ambassador and the champion. Okay, moving right along. Still early, but hey, because baseball season starts in a couple weeks, Lou Gehrig Day is June 2nd, and every baseball team already has their schedule. You can go check out in your city so you can participate and appreciate. It's a really remarkable, wonderful day. Blah, 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 blah. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. Well, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for being here and sticking around. We love receiving messages from you as well. So whatever you want to share, go for it. We're all ears. If you have any questions or curiosities, send them along.
All right.
Till next time.
Bye-bye.
Please rate, review, and subscribe.
You got it.
I got it. Bye, everyone.